So there are several drivers of the Swiss Re Group's 2019 annual results. First, we saw elevated NatCat claims with multiple large and medium-sized events, in particular Typhoons Hagibis and Faxai in Japan, Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas, and a series of events in Australia. Swiss Re has a strong presence in all these regions, which explains why the impact was so large. However, we continue to see these as attractive markets, and they remain profitable for Swiss Re over the cycle. Second, we took decisive actions throughout the year to address the performance of Corporate Solutions. These actions restore a stable foundation for the business, thanks to increased reserving, significant price increases, ongoing portfolio pruning, expense savings, and an improved reinsurance structure. We are optimistic about Corporate Solutions' return to underwriting profitability by 2021. Third, the U.S. casualty trends, on which we commented at our Investor Day, have deteriorated and led to incremental actions in P&C Re. We proactively responded by adding to prior year reserves and increasing initial loss picks. As such, we maintain our overall reserve adequacy and have reduced the risk of further reserve strengthening in the face of future uncertainty. Fourth, moving on to the life businesses, Life and Health Re continues to deliver strong and stable results with an ROE at the top end of our target range. Fifth, in Life Capital, we executed on one of our key strategic objectives by agreeing to sell ReAssure to Phoenix at an attractive valuation. This transaction is expected to improve the group's return on capital going forward. Sixth and finally, we are very happy to report an excellent result for asset management, including the realization of value with our divestment of our stake in SulAmérica. 2019 was not a light year for natural catastrophes, and the impact on our P&C reinsurance combined ratio was 3.5 percentage points above expectations. Man-made losses were broadly in line with the expectations. The rising U.S. casualty loss costs have been evident in recent months, and we took proactive actions to improve the quality of our book and ensure we remain adequately reserved. We have done so on recent underwriting years, including the accident year 2019. P&C Re's underlying combined ratio for 2019 is aligned with our estimate, despite the 2019 initial loss pick increases. At the same time, we have reduced our exposure to U.S. casualty new business at the last round of renewals. The premiums written in this line were down 2%. Overall, we are very pleased with the outcome achieved at the January 1st renewals. We pursue our own growth strategy in NatCat, supported by price improvements. Our nominal price increase of 5% compensate for the impact of lower interest rates and higher loss assumptions. We expect to see an improved combined ratio for 2020 of 97%, supported by further price improvements and upcoming renewals. 2019 was a pivotal year for Corporate Solutions, and the business unit's 2019 results reflect the decisive management actions taken and a continued pronounced increase of U.S. casualty claims. The business unit continues to work hard and actively reducing risk exposures in specific lines of business to ensure a more focused and profitable portfolio going forward. Price increases over the course of 2019 amounted to 12%, and further 14% increases were achieved in January 2020. Together with the ongoing portfolio pruning and cost savings, this supports expected improvement in the combined ratio to around 105% in 2020, while the combined ratio target for 2021 remains at 98%. On the basis of our very strong capital position and supported by our long-term economic earnings and sustainable capital generation, we are pleased to propose another set of attractive capital management actions to the upcoming AGM. This includes a regular dividend of 5.9 Swiss francs per share, representing a 5% increase. In addition, we propose to seek authorization for a share buyback program of up to 1 billion Swiss franc purchase value to be executed prior to the 2021 AGM. Similar to recent years, we expect repurchases to begin at the discretion of the board after the AGM.